104.7 The Drop, little De La. You know, they're hurting right now, big time. In the loss of their fallen brother, you know. It's what it is. We'll see what happens when the Roots come through. I got to believe that Quest is going to do some sort of tribute when he's here. I just knowing him and knowing that movement, how influential they were to each other. And yeah, okay, I'm going to get out of my feelings. Once again, I want to thank you both for being here, Tyler and Gina, and talking about this project because, again, it's so impactful for the kids and for the parents, having a product that they can wrap their minds around. You heard a little piece, just one little piece here, and we're super excited. And if you could give us some parting thoughts, it'd be great.
I think, you know, this project was made with every child in mind, but especially the child that's experiencing trauma, and it needs to be in the hands of every child. And so our goal right now is just to get the word out there, share this music, please, with whoever you feel like would benefit from it, but help us get this into the hands of every kid. We really feel that passionately about this music, that it's a great tool to help kids regulate their stress response systems and help calm them throughout their day.
And it's fun.
It's super fun.
And if you have a topic that you want covered, you should email Gina and maybe we would make a song about it.
Yes.
As I'm over here choking on the air.
And
seriously.
In volume 2 is coming out next month. And then volume 3 is going to be, we're going to do a remix of some of the songs and just make them where kids can dance.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. I'm all about that positive reinforcement. We know that hip hop has always been the storytelling aspect of culture, especially African-American culture. And to be able to make this accessible to young kids, this might influence them to go be the next Tyler, to produce music, or to be able to talk about how they feel. Anything that engages these young voices and lets them know that they have a safe place to reflect themselves and their energy, we're doing something. Mm-hmm. It's something that is correct. And I want to thank you both for taking the time for coming in today. You know, we talk about big people's feelings. We don't always talk about the little people's feelings all the time. Yeah. And actually giving viable solutions. We talk about the problems, but sometimes creating those lanes for solutions can be a little tricky. I think we should play out the rest of this hour with one last little song. We got one left in here.
You can Tyler, Adam. You can find us at Healthy Kids Healthy World too on Instagram, Facebook. HealthyKidsHealthyWorld.com has all our info on there as well.
Absolutely, go look it up, parents and teachers and aunts and uncles and family. You know, reinforce that. Anybody can bring this great music to the young folks.
Yes.
It doesn't have to necessarily be in this formalized way. You know, music is informal.
Yep.
And as long as you're digesting it, it's a good thing. You want to introduce this last one?
Yes. Can I see it? What is it? I Love Myself. Oh, this is just a song about self-love. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Loving yourself.
That's the greatest thing to do as we end Therapy Thursday right here on 104.7 The Drop. Thank you so much for tuning in and turning up. We appreciate it. Your girl Sadie's in next with more great classics right here on 104.7 The Drop. Turn this one up for the kiddos in the car.
Hands up if you love yourself.